Good evening. This is Life Rattle, your story show. I'm your host, Lori Callis. Tonight, on Life Rattle number 1367, we feature an incredible family-themed story by new Life Rattle writer, Feroza Farzandeh. Feroza Farzandeh was born in Peshawar, Pakistan in 1992. She has three sisters and one brother. Feroza grew up around books, musical instruments, Persian poetry, and Pashto songs. A favorite family hobby was going to the theater to watch plays. Feroza and her family immigrated to Canada in 2005. Since then, Feroza Farzandeh has learned how to balance her skates on ice, completed her bachelor's degree in professional writing, and avoided getting married to a cousin. Feroza Farzandeh writes striking, intelligent prose with a depth that silently creeps up on you. The simple elegance of her writing holds a world of insight built in between each written line. This week, those of us in Ontario celebrated Family Day, a day that means different things to different people. The concept of family is complex, the actuality even more complicated. In tonight's story, we meet a brave woman who chooses to bestow forgiveness on her spouse, despite an attempted infidelity. In the face of the pain and difficulties we see in this story, the survival of this family as a whole feels very important. The final outcome, though it might conflict with many people's idea of what would be the correct response, brings an incredible sense of relief and almost optimism. Let's listen now as Feroza Farzandeh reads her story, Forgiveness.
Forgiveness by Feroza Farzandeh. Aman, what happened? I asked my little sister. I was sleeping in our parents' bed when Abba scooped me up and took me to the guest room. Auntie was lounging on the bed with her dupatta draped over her chest. She was reading a book. Abba didn't know I was awake when he put me on the bed beside Auntie. He then took off Auntie's dupatta, pulled her cheeks, and asked her to come to his room. Auntie said, "What if the kids wake up? Let's just do it in this room instead." I stirred a little, so Abba scooped me up again, took me back to his room, turned off the lights, and left. I woke Jia Baji because I couldn't sleep alone. She stormed to Auntie's guest room when I told her where Abba went. As Aman recaps the story of our father's actions and her fetching our older sister, my chest tightens and a knot ties inside my stomach. I uncross my legs and stretch them out. Aman perches on the foot of the bed. Her little legs dangle down the side. Her long black hair curtains her face. I whisper a silent prayer in my heart. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. My eyes become foggy with tears, and I wipe them dry as I force a smile at my little six-year-old sister. My eyes shift to the purple clock opposite my bed, to the slightly open door, and back to little Aman, who clutches her stuffed bear Oreo to her chest. I fidget with threads coming loose from the blanket as I wait for Jia Baji, our 16-year-old sister, to return from Auntie's room. I fill my lungs with air and purse my lips as a scuffle breaks the midnight silence outside my room. "Beta, kiddo, please hear me out at least," Dad begs. He grabs Jia's arm as she reaches for the door. "What? Okay, I am listening. Just don't touch me." Jia yanks free of Dad's grip and folds her arms over her chest. Her eyes search his face for an explanation. "Nothing happened, I swear," he pleads. His eyes are swollen and red. Yeah, right. Gia rolls her eyes, slams the door, and locks it. I hear Dad's footsteps fade away as Gia collapses beside me on the bed. The pillow muffles her sobs. I gently shake her shoulder. Did anything happen, Gia Baji? She pulls the blanket over her head. I wipe a tear from my cheek. I do not want to know the answer. I do not want to know if Abba just committed adultery, a sin, in his own home with three of his daughters present. I do not want to know if Abba just cheated on Amma while she and Amira Baji, our oldest sister, are vacationing in Canada. I don't know. He says nothing happened, but I don't trust him. And I told Auntie to go back to her village on the first train tomorrow morning. Gia Baji's muffled voice comes from under the covers. I lift the blanket and brush away the hair covering Gia's face. Her cheeks are soaked with tears. Are Mom and Dad going to get a divorce because of me? Oreo topples to the floor as Aman jumps up. I frown at Aman, pat Gia Baji's back through the layer of blanket, and motion Aman with my hand to sleep in between Gia and me. Shh, don't say that. You did the right thing. Gia Baji responds as she lifts her head. She chokes on her words. No, I take it back, Gia Baji. Nothing happened. Make it stop, please. I am sorry. Aman shoves her fingers into her ears. Her lower lip quakes and then tears pour down her cheeks. Oof, stop, Aman. And you too, Gia Baji. You too, drame baz, need to sleep. I'm only 14, but I will call Mom and talk to her. I slip from beneath the blanket, tuck it around little Aman, and then pull the string to turn off the lamp. My heart beats loudly in my chest. I bite the inside of my cheeks and take a big gulp of water from the glass on my bedside table. I open the door, and light floods the room. I pause. What if Abba is lying? What if he is hiding something? No, I tell myself. I blink away the tears, step into the hallway, and gently shut the door behind me. I drag my feet to the kitchen and reach over the counter for the phone. As I dial the number, I twirl the cord between my fingers. My feet rest on the balls of my heels as I lean forward and press my forehead against the cold marble counter. Mom's probably having lunch in Canada right now. I bite my lower lip as the phone rings. My mind races back through memories. A couple of months ago, when Mom and Dad danced together on my cousin's wedding, all the times when Dad surprised Mom with her favorite white tulips, and when Dad refused to let Mom go on holiday for more than 3 weeks. Your parents are adorable, my friend Maya exclaimed last month when Dad kissed Mom in front of half the school during our annual play. I tiptoed away from them. Other parents were there too. My cheeks turned red, but I grinned at the sight of the mothers who pulled their earlobes, shook their heads, and clicked their tongues. My parents always displayed their love, in public and private, and didn't seem to care what others thought. Astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness from Allah, one mother exclaimed as she covered her eyes. She turned her face away from my parents, who were in the midst of catching their breath from laughing too hard. Was all that about to change? I considered not telling Mom. I did not want my perfect family to be destroyed. But as tears well up in my eyes, I shake my head to clear that idea. I need to do the right thing. But will Mom even believe me? At the fifth ring, Mom answers the phone. Within a few days, Mom returns to Pakistan. I am reading the Quran, my tongue rolling around each Arabic word when the doorbell rings. My heart throbs in my throat. Jia, Aman, and I greet Mom as she enters. I hug her and then step away quickly. Her hair is tied back in a ponytail. She smiles, laughs, kisses, and pushes us away. Let me rest already. Her tall body steps back from us. Oof, you girls are so clingy, she exclaims. The following night, we eat dinner together for the first time in 2 weeks. The sharp clatter of cutlery and the whir of the fan above us fills the silence. Abba sits at the far end of the table. The tall mahogany grandfather clock Abba bought for Amma's birthday chimes in the hallway. I count 8 strikes. Mom puts down her spoon and clears her throat. Aman, who was going for a second plate of rice, withdraws back into her seat. We all put down our spoons and wipe our mouths. We fold our hands on our laps and shift our gazes from our plate to Mom. I don't want you girls to get any silly thoughts in your mind about your dad. We're a family built on trust. If he says nothing happened, then nothing happened. That being said, I do appreciate you girls informing me right away. Mom scans our faces, and one by one, Jia, Aman, and I drop our gaze to our laps. Now apologize. You 3 girls and you as well, John, my love. She holds my dad's hand. His head is still bowed down. Sorry, we all say in unison. I think I hear my dad's voice break beneath the zoom of the ceiling fan. Good, Mom smiles as she picks up her spoon. Now tell me, what's new at school and at work?
That was Feroza Farzande reading her story, Forgiveness. This concludes Life Rattle number 1367. I hope you have all had the opportunity to enjoy family in one of its many forms this week, whether you live in Ontario or not. My name is Lori Callis. I had the pleasure of recording Feroza Farzande reading her story. Life Rattle was created by Arnie Ackman and Guy Allen. Be sure to tune in next time for Life Rattle Classics Show, hosted by Virginia Ashbury.